Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Menachos, Perik Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Kala Menachos buys matzah. All Menachos are brought as matzah. Now, when you hear the word matzah, you're thinking matzah, like matzah and Pesach. What you have to understand is, when the Mishnah says matzah, it means any bread that's not chametz. Sometimes it's thick, sometimes it's thin, sometimes it's fried, and sometimes it's baked. So none of the menachos were chametz? No. There are exceptions. Chutz mechametz shebetoida ushtei alechem shein bo es chametz. We have already discussed. When you brought a carbon taida, that was a thank you carbon. Along with the taida came four sets of 10 chalais. And each set had to be prepared differently. Three out of the four were not chametz. One was chametz. And also the shtei alechem that are brought as a mincha and shvuas. That's chametz. Now, normally, how is a dough made into chametz? You take yeast, sa'ar, or some people call it sourdough. You put it into the regular dough, and that causes the other dough to rise. Your mother bakes challahs, she probably goes to the store, or sends you to the store to buy yeast. Now, when you made these chametz challahs for a carbon mincha, you couldn't do that. The problem is the amounts. Every challah had to have exactly an asarin of flour. If you're going to add sa'ar to the mincha, then the loaf is larger. If I can't put in sa'ar, how do I make it chametz? And although most minchas are not chametz, but you have one set from the Toida and the Shtei Alechem Ashuas that is chametz. So Rameir says, sa'ar boidelen mitoichan umechamtzan. I'm going to take my asarin, a flour, measure it perfect to an asarin. Then I'm going to take some of that flour, mix it with water, and make a dough. Then I'm going to wait for it to what's called ferment. It becomes like sharp. That's what turns it into sa'ar. And I'm going to use that to make the rest of the mincha into chametz. So there's no extra sa'ar coming from the outside. I'm taking some of the dough from the asarin and turning it into sa'ar. That's what the Mishnah means. That's what Reb Meir means when he says sa'ar. The sa'ar boidelehen mitaychan. You take it out from within, from the asarin, because you can't add anything extra. Umechamtzan. And you make it chametz. Rabbi Yehuda says, afi einem min hamemcha. That's not the best way to deal with this. It doesn't really become good chametz that way. Why not? I mean, how does any dough becomes sa'ar? If you let it sit long enough, it turns into sa'ar. If you let grape juice sit long enough, it turns into wine. Certain things ferment, it changes. But the problem is that Tversi Soil explains this. He already measured out this asarin. He's anxious to be makiv the carbon. We're concerned. He won't allow it to sit for too long. You have to realize, if it becomes tameh, he loses it. Other things can go wrong. So I'm scared the sa'ar will not have enough time. This piece of dough that he took out to become sa'ar, it won't have enough time to become real good sa'ar. El rather, this is Rabbi Yehuda's advice, maybe a sa'ar, bring a real fully fermented sa'ar that sat and sat and sat until it became mamish real sa'ar. Bring it from your house. Put it into the empty measuring bowl where you're going to measure the sa'ar. Let's see the words of the Mishnah inside. El maybe a sa'ar, bring fully sa'ar dough that mamish sat and sat until it became powerful yeast. V'noisin l'taych amida. Put it into the measuring bowl that measures exactly in a sarin. U'memalas amida. Fill the rest with the flour for the mincha. This is going to be a powerful sar to make it chametz. You'll have exactly in a sarin of flour. It's going to rise really the way it's supposed to. Amrulai, so Rav Meir said to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Amrulai means they said to him. That's what some of the farshim say over here. That it means Rav Meir said to him. That's not good. This mincha is going to have either chaseira, too little flour, or yeseira, or too much flour. Here's the problem. You need it exactly in a sarin. You pour in flour and measure it exactly in a sarin. So you're coming up with a chiddush. I'll put in the sa'ar and fill up the rest till in a sarin. What's the problem? Problem is the texture of a sa'ar varies. No two pieces of dough that were set aside to ferment are the same. Some are thick, some are like more fluffy. Depends how much water you used. So the Batrun explains it. you use little water, the dough is like hard. It's thick. It's more drier. If you use a lot of water, it's loose. It's more jello-ish. So you could take two handfuls of sa'ar, but one has a lot more flour in it than the other one does. The drier one has more flour. The watery one has a lot less. So this cheshbon of putting a sa'ar in and then filling up the rest until an asarin doesn't mean you have an exactly asarin, because we don't know how much flour is in that sa'ar. But Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned for that. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah. Most menachos come as matzah. There are some exceptions that are chametz. How do you make the chametz? Normally you take sa'ar. The Rebbe Cheder Teich Zoyer Teig, if you look at the old Yiddish Teiches, Zoyer Teig, sourdough or yeast. Problem here is I can't put in more yeast. You have to have only an exactly a sarin of challah. If I put in more flour, even the form of yeast from an outside source, it'll rise good, but I have more than an asarin. So Meir says, okay, you have to measure out an asarin, take out some of the flour, put it aside, wait for it to ferment to become yeast, and then use it. Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, he's going to be in a rush. He's anxious. He won't let it sit long enough for it to become good sa'ar. Rather, the thing to do is as follows. Take sa'ar, put it into a bowl that measures an asarin, then fill up flour till the top. So you know you have an asarin, including the yeast. To which they answered back to the Yehuda, not good. Because there's no way of really knowing how much flour is in the sa'ar. A drier sa'ar has more flour. One that was more wet is more fluffy, more airspace, more water. Whatever it is, you don't have the same amount of flour. Let's try to understand what really is the machloikas in Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mefarshim explain as follows. Leave the Rishonim, Taisvis. How do you measure the asarin that the Torah says you need for a mincha? According to Rav Meir, it has to be an asarin of dry flour. That's my problem with sa'ar. I don't know exactly how much flour is in it. It depends on the texture. Rabbi Yehuda holds, when the Torah says you have to have an asarin, the Torah didn't say dafka dry flour. The Torah says the soilus, the flour, and the sa'ar has to equal to an asarin. You put sa'ar into a bowl and you fill up the rest with dry flour, you've satisfied. But the Torah says, I don't have to look to see how much flour is in the sa'ar. At least, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's that way.